spending my time on you and taking you out, so I can't find a special place for you in my heart. Oh, we can go back to the very start, stay up late watching movies and fooling around till the sun came up and her head hit the couch. Who would have thought something like this could ever end? I hope that we can still be friends, but with my heart in your hand, I guess I understand. Pocket, carry with me whenever I go out of town. Yeah, 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 yeah. With my heart in your hand, I guess I understand that life would be easier if you walked out that door. I guess I can ignore that life would be easier, but you stole something from me and you just couldn't. See how I tried, tried and I tried to make things
welcome to the newest episode of Moshcast, a podcast brought to you by Chucking a Mosh, Australia's premier news and review site for all things Australian punk, hardcore, metal, and pretty much everything in between. My name's Jay Stevens. I'm looking forward to sharing some fucking awesome music with you over the next hour, as well as some recent music news and a very special interview with Tyler Richardson from Luca Brasi. Good to have you with us. Opening up this week's Moshcast was A Sleepless Melody out of Melbourne with their song Heart and Hand. These guys have started their first tour for the year over the past week, currently making their way across parts of Australia with good friends The Sunny Side Up. On February 10th, they hit Adelaide's Enigma Bar for an all-ages show, back in Melbourne the day after for two shows, an all-ager at TLC in Bayswater in the afternoon, and then at punk nightclub Bang on Saturday night. On February 17th, they play South Brisbane's Between the Walls for an all-ages party, and ending up on the 19th of February in Sydney at the Liverpool PCYC for yet another all-age extravaganza. Next up, having released A Taste earlier last year with their single Who Knows, Let Me Down Jungle Man are set to release their debut EP through Beard of Bees Records on March 1st. Taking 3 years in the making, this young Sydney three-piece have created a sound that it's very much their own. Recorded at 301 Studios with engineer Tim Carr, this release can best be described as the Springsteen for a new generation. To celebrate, the boys have announced that they will be hitting up the East Coast for an extensive tour this March. Tour dates are on the Chucking a Mosh website, along with a new song that is streaming on their site. Here's their single, Who Knows.
Just make it now. When you call, love.
this is Darren Gibson. You're listening to Moshcast from Chucking a Mosh.
Joe from Bateman, and you're listening to the Moshcast on Chuck the Mosh.
Trophy Knife there with Longer Days. The Melbourne Four Piece have released an awesome video for this song, which you can see on their Facebook page. It's excellent, so make sure you go and have a look. Before Trophy Knife, we heard from Bateman. These Melbourne Brutalists are set to release their first EP, called Ultra Violence, on March the 3rd through Slippery Slope Recordings. Tour dates will be posted in the next couple of weeks, and you can be assured of reading them on chuckingamosh.com. Before them was the amazingly talented Darren Gibson with his song The Window by the Stairs from last year's Crosstown Motions. Good news from Mr. Gibson's camp is that the vinyl pressing of Crosstown Motions, which is to be released through Midnight Funeral Records, isn't too far away. We've been told around 6 weeks before it's back from the plant, which means it should be out in March or April. Super exciting news. The Chucking and Mosh crew were lucky enough to see a shitload of ripper Australian bands on Australia Day as part of a benefit show for the Refugee Council of Australia. We'd like to take this moment to thank Tom Jenkins and his crew for all of the good work behind the scenes, putting together one of the best lineups we've seen in years for a great cause. One of the highlights of the night was Will Wagner and the Smith Street Band teaming up with Jamie Hay to cover Blue Line Medics' Making the Novo Rich. Someone very awesome decided to video the event. We thought we'd play it for you now. After that, we'll have a couple of the other bands that played Australia Day at the Tote. Here we are, the Smith Street Band featuring Jamie Hay. Lost, but not irrational.
but still, you'll say,
I'll have to go and get a real life.
Thank you. write my thoughts, it's like
no one told me.
No one told me
that I didn't seem all there. So I shed my head, but I couldn't find me anywhere. So I got stuck trying to rewind my brain to a dark, but I got bored. So I lost myself to fall. Every night I make my escape. Every night I quit this place. Every night I erase the world and I wake up alive.
This promise is easier said than done. At least I'm not the only one. We're in this together. And under the bridges where you'll find us, bottles of demons left behind us. These timely reminders forgot the excitement gang behind us. I'm 1 foot on a 45, I ain't got no fucking record player. But the songs I'm repeating in my head, if you love what I got left, that same old feeling burning in my chest. To a room full of screaming friends, empty bottles, full hearts and no regrets. Beating guitar with the good time dance, another low care consequence. I'm burning it at both ends, again and again. Sick from my phone and I'm sick from my cold. Well, sick to my throat, not just from who I once was. It's just gonna happen. I won't put it on a 45. I ain't got no fucking record player. The songs I'm repeating in my head, picking the bones what I got left. That same old feeling burning in my chest. To a room full of screaming friends, empty bottles, full hearts and no regrets.
After the Jamie Hay and Smith Street Band live song, we played I'm Gonna Need a Broadsword by Monuments. Following Monuments were Waiting Room with their song Cellophase. We caught their set of The Tote Show on Australia Day and they were seriously awesome. One of my personal highlights. The guys are currently back home in Brisbane writing songs to their follow-up to last year's self-titled EP. Cannot wait. After that, Luca Brasi with Theme Song from HQ. Now, we're proud to bring you a very special interview with Tyler from Luca Brasi. Tyler took some time out of his busy schedule, actually he just got out of the shower, to give us a call and to chat about Luca Brasi in 2012. Tyler, thanks for joining us.
No problem, mate. Good to be here.
2011 was a massive year for you guys. You're touring everywhere. You were playing shows to heaps of people, not to mention the release of Extended Family to praise from people all around the world. Do you have a particular favourite moment or highlight from 2011?
I think definitely probably the biggest highlight for me was actually just holding Extended Family in my hands. Like, it was just absolutely insane, man, to be able to like have something special after, you know, heaps of songs. We just spent a lot of time in our rooms and jamming on, and then finally we actually have something to show for it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it must be pretty sweet sort of at the end when you just... You've been doing it for so long, been writing songs for so long, and suddenly you've got something like that just in your hands, and you say, well, we fucking did this.
Yeah, we finally did something. This is fucking awesome.
Now, you guys are pretty well known for, well, as well as pretty much constantly drinking, but for constantly writing as well. Are we going to see, like, a quick follow-up, or is that not even on the radar right now?
Well, it's actually definitely on the radar. Tom Tom basically takes care of most of the music, and he's pretty much, I think he's like basically got 14 songs musically almost done. I've basically got probably, you know, 18 lyrically, so we're sort of starting to put it together now. I'm writing separate guitar parts and bass parts, and then taking it around to Saxon's place and he's starting to write drums. So,
wow, you're well on the way.
Now, just, yeah, that's it, man. We're just gonna keep bashing it out and demo them as we go with like sets of three or four. So when it comes time to do it again, we know where we're at.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to Extended Family, which song do you think particularly exemplifies the Luca Brasi sound? Which song's your favourite to play live?
I think one to play live is probably Cutting Sick. There's a part in it just after the bridge, I think, and it's basically Brasi's lead break, and it's just, I don't know, it's just an absolute heaps of fun. It always seems to bring the set up just... Well, I say sometimes, like, looks like someone's really having the best time, and then you just get to this bit, and it just becomes everyone has a good time. It's awesome.
Fantastic. are there any other sort of Australian bands out there that people might not have heard of you can turn us on to?
I guess everyone's probably heard of them. I guess everyone's probably starting to hear them now, but some of them I really picked up on is Millhouse.
Yep.
Sydney dudes, and their 70s is coming out on Kragos. Midnight Funerals label, and it's just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. I think we'll be playing a little bit of Millhouse a bit later on. All right, Desert Island Records, you know the drill, just go for it. I know I've put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot. Polar Bear Club, sometimes things. The bit of the Zero one in there somewhere. You've absolutely smashed me on the spot here. Dear Youth, Jawbreaker.
Yep.
And I couldn't, maybe Caution. That's probably the five that definitely come with me.
Fantastic, brilliant. All right, finish this sentence. Luca Brasi in 2012 are going to be...
possibly dead, maybe.
Fantastic.
having a good time.
Awesome. And finally, where's your favourite place to chuck a mosh?
Favourite place to chuck a mosh? Would probably be at my mate Isaac Bowen's house.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thanks, mate. Good luck on the upcoming tour.
Thanks so much, mate. Cheers, Heath.
I hold it straight when corresponding. You know it's fucking hurting me. Fucking hurting you. I'm searching for the dead I thought. It's cold and warm, enriching what I see. Kill all the earth I found. We're the ones who the day is you. And we'll know what it is too long. Kill all the earth I found. The days are part of you. I feel I'm on the ground. Time is burned, and what you give, you know I need this. I really fucking need this. And this place is lit up like a city, my city of my own. Instead of chasing gold, I just wanna come home. Kill all the earth I've found, where the warmth of the day is you. And we'll know what it is too long. I'll be on southbound. We'll take a part of you. I feel on solid ground.
Said, are you still coming, honey, to the party in the valley? She said, I've had a rough day, really wouldn't mind chatting. Do you want to stay home and play some video games? Instead, we end up having contextual conversations with mutual observations about how each other would deal with hypothetical situations. Alarm goes off, hey, we gotta get cracking. The birds outside have already been stacking their nest full of whatever they see fits best. And we're singing along to a song on the radio, fighting over games. Hey, James, let me have a go. Be a sport and watch me beat your top score. Now we got complications, a series of minor altercations between the passenger seats and all the other people on vacation. You say you're okay with working overtime every other day. All I can say is that I need a rest, but this isn't the shoe that fits best. But I'll tell you what you need. I'll tell you what you need. I'll tell you what we need. We need a long holiday. 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 We need a long holiday.
I'm not afraid.
Erns there with Blood Crimes. Erns are yet another new band that have just put out a few new demo tracks that we love, and we hope you'll feel the same. They're a Melbourne-based band that play a raw, stripped-back, thrash, hardcore style. The guys are all from other well-established bands from the area, out to play something a little bit different. Before them, we heard from Millhouse with their song We Need a Long Holiday. These guys are the buzz band around the scene at the moment. As you heard, Luca Brasi are massive fans, as well as a lot of other people in Australian music. I just came back from seeing them at Blood, Sweat and Beers in Sydney. Their EP, Everything's Coming Up, is soon to be released on, what else, Midnight Funeral Records, and we can't wait to hear their next recording. Can you believe that Everything's Coming Up was recorded after 3.5 rehearsals? Me neither. Well, that's all for us for another fortnight here on the Moshcast. As always, please send us your thoughts, requests, and anything else Moshcast-related, either by email to slipperysloperadio@gmail.com, on Twitter at ChuckingAMosh, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ChuckingAMosh. Remember to check ChuckingAMosh.com every day for the most up-to-date news in Australian punk, hardcore, and metal. Finishing up the podcast, we present our classic mosh with a track from Day of Contempt. These guys were the cornerstone of the Australian hardcore scene for many years, touring with many national and international bands, inspiring many fans to pick up the guitar and rage. Here's the boys with Drain. You've been listening to the Moshcast, brought to you by Chucking a Mosh. I'm Jay Stevens. We'll see you later.